Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Jewish holy day of Purim is key to both Jews and Christians. That's the headline. Steve Herzig joins me at the broadcast table to rehearse the story of Purim from the biblical book of Esther.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Would you rehearse for our listeners this very, very important holy day for the Jewish people?
The Bible says in the book of Esther, because on Purim, the Jewish people are in the synagogue and they're reading the book of Esther. And it's a celebration, Jimmy, of the preservation of the Jewish people. The book of Esther, Ahasuerus is celebrating the fact that he's conquered a great portion of the world. He brings out his wife, although she declines the invitation to come, Queen Vashti. And so a search is made, puts her away, looking for another number one wife. Mordecai asks his cousin to participate. They're Jewish. Mordecai gets his cousin to enter the contest, and Jimmy, she wins the contest. And unbeknownst to Haman, he wants all the people in the kingdom to bow down to him. The Jewish people, they will not compromise and bow down to a false god. Mordecai, certainly one of them. And in chapter 3, Jimmy, and this is why it's so significant prophetically, and I know that's a key for you, and because in chapter 3 and verse 8, it said, "And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people." In this context, it's the Jewish people today. These people were not profitable for the king, and Haman wanted to wipe them all out. The king signed the document, believe it or not, and on a set day, the Jewish people were to be slaughtered, killed, if not for Queen Esther, who saved the day in a wonderful story and was willing to put her own life on the line. "If I perish, I perish." She identifies with her people. The king reconsiders. He issues another decree. The Jewish people defend themselves. It's a great story. Israel today defends itself. It's a wonderful story of how the Jewish people can defend themselves and will defend themselves, and God saves the day. It's interesting, though, Jimmy, God's name isn't even mentioned there. Not one place in the book of Esther is God's name mentioned, but I would argue God was there all the time.
Steve Herzig with the wonderful biblical account of Esther and the Jewish holy day of Purim. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Steve told us the story of the Jews 2,500 years ago under the Persian Empire, God, though not mentioned in the book of Esther, was there all the time, as he will be during the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period, when Satan and the evil angels try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. As the case in Esther, God will indeed protect his chosen people, the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...